Ah, yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus brightolus. The worm's captivating neon colour makes it an easy, gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Welcome back to Life's a Beach Series 4. Hope you've had a lovely summer break. I'm so happy to be back. And have I got a treat for you with my first guest. She's a BAFTA-winning comedic genius. Back with her new show for BBC One, Am I Being Unreasonable? Available on BBC iPlayer now. It's Daisy May Cooper.
Final boarding call for Daisy May Cooper. Daisy May Cooper, this is your final boarding call. Final boarding call, Daisy May Cooper. Daisy May Cooper. Daisy! 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 Thank you.
We've got Daisy May Cooper on board. How are you doing?
I'm all right, I suppose.
What's up?
A bit of a breakdown, but I'm out the other side, so it's okay.
Oh, that's good, because I'm hungover today. And do you know what? I woke up this morning, I had some edamame on my foot. So I think I've been pissed and barefoot in an itsu or something.
I love that. I once found a load of half-eaten jammy dodgers in my bed when I got absolutely pissed out my brain. Have you had a hair of the dog yet?
I might, after this pop down, just have a quick pint and then sort me head out. Then you feel fine, don't you?
It's great. But you turn into an alcoholic, but it's brilliant.
And last time I saw you, we were on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, my. How fabulous was that? Oh, my God. I loved it. I was terrified of Michelle, but she was lovely. I think it took a while for her to warm to me, but then she was brilliant. I loved her.
Yeah, it's just adorable, isn't it, that whole show? And it's just what I needed. I was a bit down in the dumps, you know, going through a load of shit. And then you go there and then you let your hair down and it's just a bit of fabulous. And it just lifts you up and it's like a barocca for the eyes.
Oh, isn't it? It's the best thing I've ever done. I've never enjoyed something so much. Fucking brilliant.
Oh, that's nice. Well, listen, thank you for flying Alan Air. We'll get on to talk about Am I Being Unreasonable in a minute, which I absolutely love. I've only seen the first two. They've sent me a little preview.
Oh, really?
It's funny. And yet it's a thriller. How have you done that? It's funny, but then it keeps you guessing. I want more.
Well, I just thought, look, Phoebe Waller-Bridge has done her serious thing. Michaela Cole's done her serious thing. And now it's my turn. I'm just sort of copying them.
No, but you're saying it's serious, but it's funny as well. It's funny and it's a mystery. That's a real balancing act as a writer to write. How did you do it?
Oh, just got Jack Thorne on board. I'm so fucking lazy, and we would write ourselves into sort of holes where it was like a dead end, and then we just phoned Jack Thorne, and within about 20 seconds he'd figured it all out.
What are you like as a traveller? Do you like travelling?
I do really enjoy travelling, but the last time I went away was a complete fucking nightmare, complete disaster.
What happened?
So I went away with my friend, and we took our four kids because I sort of recently separated from my husband. So this is like my first time as a single mum taking the kids away, and it was a fucking nightmare. My son shat through his shorts. I didn't have a nappy. Then I went through security, and I couldn't put the pushchair down. And I get this thing if I'm really stressed. And my son was sort of running like through the kind of security thing. And all these security officers were shouting at me in Greek. And I just started retching. I just I've never done it before, but I was so stressed. I was saying, it's never happened to me ever before. Isn't that extraordinary?
How weird is that? So when you're in Greece, I know you're saying like, so you've had your divorce, you're going out. Was you looking like Shirley Valentine? Was you looking for a Greek shag or was it just to relax?
Oh, God, no, I did. I mean, I chatted up a waiter, got his number, but I got a bit pissed and then all the kids went to sleep and I sent him a really, it's called Marcos. We were in a villa with a private pool and I sent him a message saying, you gonna come round or what? And he said, I've never seen somebody actually text in their own accent because it said, I will lose my job. I need the monies. And then I wrote back to him, bore off then.
Oh no, Daisy, bore off.
What the fuck am I doing with my, what am I doing? It's just horrendous. I had to see him at the fucking buffet restaurant every day after that.
Oh no.
We would like to remind our customers that we have a no shagging policy in our box. The toilets aren't big enough to have a dump in, let alone perform the reverse cowgirl. Thank you.
Because in Am I Being Unreasonable, there's that scene with the Sambuca when you get paralytic with your friend. No spoilers. I mean, will you have a Sambuca? Do you like all those or will you just stick to wine on your holidays?
You know what? I can't drink wine. I'll drink Cosmopolitans and mojitos. And that's why I have to find an all-inclusive. That's so important. But the annoying thing about all-inclusive is because you've already sort of paid, they take about 45 minutes to an hour delivering your drink.
Yeah, yeah. And you want to get your money's worth because you've paid and that's the trouble in it. So you will start quite early. You want to get your money back in alcohol.
But the thing is, I drank like 20 in a day and it had no effect on me. So I'm pretty sure they just water them down. They must do.
So you won't have a Sambuca. You won't have that. You won't have a Sambuca. What about a grappa?
When the kids are in bed, yeah, by the pool.
Because I've been in Sicily and I don't really understand why you'll have a lovely meal, a lovely pasta dish, and then you spoil it all by having grappa, which is like petrol. Why would you do that? Why would you ruin the taste buds that you've been treated? You know what I mean?
That's so true. I don't know, but we do it to ourselves. We have a bloody great time doing it.
Don't we just?
Tell you what was brilliant about this holiday is there was a huge fight over the sunbeds. And it was like watching an episode of EastEnders. There was a guy, because do you know what? They put their bloody towels out straight away, right? People wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, put their towels out. And there was this sort of British fat. The guy went to the pool and put his towel on there. On the sun lounger, a work like this, a British family. She was like sort of late 30s. They had two kids, you know, sort of 7 and 10. And they put, so she just folded the towel, put it to the side because the guy hadn't been at his bloody lounger for ages, right? So anyway, puts her book down. She goes off to the pool with the family and the guy comes back, right? And is so angry, he literally starts grabbing all her stuff and just throwing to the side. And I sat there with my friend and I said, this possibly could be the best thing I've ever seen. So the whole day was just waiting for her to then come back to the lounger, which she did. And there was this huge fight. Her wimpy husband didn't get involved at all. But yeah, it was absolutely the best entertainment I've ever seen.
I never know what to leave on a sun lounger when I go into the pool to say this is my space. Because if I just leave my glasses, it's a bit like, you know, when Harold Bishop drowned in Neighbours and they found his glasses on that rock. I didn't want people to think that I'd drowned. So you're a fellow Neighbours fan. You remember that moment as well, Daisy.
I totally remember. Oh, that's brilliant. Gosh, that's fantastic.
So tell us, where did you go on holiday as a kid?
Camping holidays, really.
Yeah.
Sort of Dorset. But I love all of that.
I know, it's so nice, isn't it? I love, we used always Weymouth and Dorset and Devon and everything. It was amazing, in a caravan with the rain on the roof. I loved it.
Oh, God. And it was great when you get to a certain age and you're allowed, because I'd go with my cousin Fiona, who was a year older than me. And when you get to teenage years, you're allowed to go off and just look for boys. Which was brilliant. All the holiday romances and the games room and playing pool with the boys. Love it.
Did you ever have a slutty holiday? You know, when you're like, 17 and 18 and you're like gagging, when you're all horny, like I went to Ibiza and Mallorca, and you want like cock for breakfast, cock for lunch, cock for dinner. Did you ever have a slutty holiday?
Every holiday for me is a fucking slutty holiday. I remember having to wait outside a tent when I was about 17 for my cousin who was sucking off some random guy from Yeovil. And I was having to keep a lookout because my mum was sort of stomping around the campsite with a torch. I was always the one holding her bag while she got shagged by someone.
Tell us your most extravagant holiday. What holiday have you been on? Location where you've gone, oh my God, this is amazing.
Well, I don't know. Extravagant. I tell you what, the best place I think I've ever been, and it's a bit naff, but Ocean Beach in Ibiza. I just thought this is like Disneyland for adults, and I couldn't believe that something like that existed.
Yeah,
it was absolutely amazing, and I loved it.
Yeah,
I went with some very horny hen party, and it got a bit out of control. I remember about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I looked over my shoulder, and one of the hens had a cock like that, and she was going like that, and then sucking it off. I know, really rowdy.
That's too much. Even at
1 o'clock. I mean, we just had our sort of tapas lunch, like overpriced. Oh my God, awful.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen, this is a very inclusive podcast. We want to talk about things that are relatable. You're a Cirencester girl. Sell me Cirencester. Now, what is there to do there? Now, is there a Carinium Museum? Is Cotswold Country Park and Beach?
That's really good. I mean, I've broken in there and had a few shags in there. I'm trying to think. Cirencester's got, I mean, it's beautiful. And what my favourite thing is, there's a thing called a duck race where they, which is like, you have, it's like the biggest event of the year, where you basically kind of, there's about 1,000 plastic ducks and they just put them down a river and whoever's won comes first wins 50 quid. But it's mad. I mean, it's not good for the environment, but it's brilliant. And there's a really crap club called The Rock. It's above like a shopping centre, a very small shopping centre. Three of the members of S Club 7 play at regularly.
S Club 3.
S Club 3, yep. You've got to come down. You'll absolutely love it.
I want to come out. I think we should have a night out. I really do.
God.
I think you are like my spirit animal. You are. I think I can see me and you having a lot of fun. We need to have some fun. We've had a shitty year. Let's go out and have some fun.
Absolutely. Please, let's. Definitely.
Can I ask you about, am I being unreasonable? How many takes did it take for the fart machine? I mean, when you put it on surround sound.
Yeah, that were a lot of takes for that. And I tell you who the funniest is Lenny Rush, who plays my son. He's incredible. So it was just his face was just would set everybody off. He was amazing.
Because he keeps you on the straight and narrow, isn't he? He's like this guiding light in your life. He's so funny and so sweet. He's adorable.
He'll say, come on, Daisy, we've got to do a take now. Just sort of settle down a bit.
Are you a bit like your character? Will you watch a bit of Love Island and slag off people's lip fillers and all that?
1,000%. I'm into Married at First Sight UK at the minute. Are you watching that?
Yeah, I watched the Australian one. Who was the mad woman on it? What was she called? Who just hated him when she went up the aisle and she shagged someone else on the show?
Yeah,
all blend
Inez.
Into one. Yeah, yeah, Inez, that's it. Yes, yes, yes. And someone interviewed her and said she's the right laugh. Let's get her, me and you. Let's go out. Inez, and we'll go to that nightclub, The Rock.
We'll just be holding her bag while she goes to shag somebody at the table blue.
Hello, sir. Yes, it is an inclusive flight, but that doesn't mean you can eat the trolley. Get off, you fat piece of shit.
Tell me somewhere you've been, which has been not a shitty. We're not one of those podcasts that's going to shame someone. But have you ever been disappointed anywhere?
Worst holiday I ever did was a cruise. Because my daughter was like 2 then, and we thought, right, well, it'd be easy because we don't have to have like a flight. We just get straight to Portsmouth or wherever it was, get on. And it was horrendous. And I tell you why, because you're trapped in a place. The biggest mistake I make is I get really pissed on the first night, make friends with a couple that I never want to see again. I spend the whole holiday avoiding them. And that's exactly what happened. And they wanted to sit with us at dinner and they wanted to, oh my God, it was so, and I was trapped on this boat. Oh, awful. And it was just full of old people that just wanted a ballroom dance. There was nothing else to do.
God, that sounds awful. I've never fancied a cruise because you're just stuck, aren't you? You're on with them, whether you like them or not.
And it's expensive. I mean, it's so expensive. And the worrying thing is, because there's so many old people on there, if someone dies, you know about it because they give out free ice cream to use the freezer. Isn't that horrible? Eating an ice cream with a dead person's cells in it. Like, I just...
Oh, no. Fucking hell, that's so grim. What are you like, though, on holiday? Will you complain? And what gets you goat? Be honest with me.
I can't deal with rudeness. That's the thing that will just get me going. If I've because what I'll do is I'll try and win them over. I'm like a dog where I'll lay on my back and just show my nipples. And if that doesn't work and they're still being shitty, then I lose it. But I get hysterical and I just keep repeating myself. I'm not good in arguments. I just say, how dare you? How dare you? Just keep saying that again.
Have you ever been on holiday with a celebrity or been at a hotel and there's been another celebrity there? I always use this example, but Michael McIntyre on here said he was in a place and Madonna came in on a horse. Have you got any stories like that? She came in the foyer riding a horse.
Not really a holiday, but I stayed in the Dorchester in London. And as I was sort of signing in, whatever you do at reception, Gemma Collins turned up.
Oh, Gemma Collins. Wow.
And I said, oh, all right, Gems. And she looked at me like I was a piece of shit on her shoe. And I thought, fuck you then.
That's fucking rude, isn't it?
Yeah, fuck
off.
Who
does she think she is?
Yeah, I was really, that annoyed me.
Yeah, fuck her.
I ain't got time for that.
What's on your, where do you want to go? What's on your bucket list?
Where do I want to go? Oh, I really want to go to Disneyland, Florida. But do you know what's so sad is I've watched so many YouTube videos of the point of view of being on the rides, especially at my lowest when I was really depressed. And now it's not. So it's I know everything that's going to happen. So all like the jump scares and stuff. So it's going to be kind of pointless.
God, you're going to be really boring when they take that photo of you. You're going to look like be yawning, asleep. You know, when they try and sell you the fridge magnet and the mouse mat, you're going to be like,
boring.
I went on one of those rides at Thorpe Park, and it was like all in the dark. It was kind of a bit like the black hole. And two girls had boob tubes on, and they came off during the ride. You could just see their tits pointing different ways in the pictures at the end. It's brilliant.
Have you seen that one with the seagull ends up on that woman's face?
No.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. It's the one where they propel out. She's like that. Boom, there's a seagull on her face. She is screaming. It is the funniest thing you'll ever see. Mum, Google, and there's a dead seagull on her face.
Oh, I've got to look that up.
What do you like on holiday? Will you go and have a mooch around a museum, or do you not like that kind of thing?
Hate that sort of thing. And I hate going on holiday where people have like loads of plans and have like an itinerary of stuff.
Waking up
at 9, we're going to go see this. That is my idea of hell. I like pottering around the shops, going down to the beach, but I just want to be by the pool most of the time. And then go out in the evening, sleep during the day, go out. But I hate people that organise too much stuff.
Oh, no, that's too much. I've gone on like Endos and stuff like that, because obviously you're gay, you go on Endos, don't you? And I hate that. You got pottery in the morning, lap dancing in the afternoon, off-roading. No. Let's just chill out and relax.
Going abroad for a hen do is like, I absolutely hate it, because you're with a load of friends, like people that you wouldn't choose as your mates. And then trying to make a decision of where to go to dinner. And you're all just this big group just going down all these different restaurants and then going back to the first restaurant that you sort of looked at the menu for. That kills me. Not having control of my holiday kills me.
I've been on hen do's as well, you know, where they've got those pack of cards and it's got like, you know, touch someone's knob, pull someone's trousers down, and they don't want to do it to another man, so they just pick on you, and it's like an assault. You're walking around, your trousers have been pulled down, you've got a wedgie, they're trying to get your willy out, and I'm like, no, this is a holiday, leave me alone.
Horrible. It's just like trying to force fun. Isn't there?
Yeah. What do you like on a plane, though? Are you quite considerate? Will you put your chair back, even if it's a short haul? Are you quite nice? If someone says, don't open any peanuts, someone with a nut allergy, will you think, fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway?
I mean, I'm all right. But the problem is it was my two kids that are a fucking nightmare. Yeah. Trying to keep them. My son's just turned two, so he doesn't understand, like, any sort of instruction. He could not give a fuck. And he was kicking the chair in front of him, and he kept trying to get the tray down, running through the aisle with his nappy full of shite. It was horrific. And then I was in the toilet, trying to wipe his ass, and, you know, that cramped. Oh my God. Traveling with kids, you will always be a cunt. Everyone will hate you.
Have you changed though? You know, because I mean, when you go on a plane and you see them bringing the kids on and you're like, please don't sit next to me, please don't sit next to me, please don't. And then they sit next to you.
You're more forgiving when you have kids. But it doesn't stop irritating the fuck out of you. Like, other people's kids annoy me and my kids will annoy other people. It's just, it is what it is. But I mean, the fucking mess all over the floor is unreal. Yeah. It's like an atomic bomb has gone off when you take kids on a plane.
Yeah, and kids are like farts. You don't mind your own, innit?
That's exactly it. That is exactly it. Oh, my gosh. So true.
So true, isn't it? How wild have you ever been on holiday? Do you skinny dip? Have you ever skinny dip?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm just trying to. Yeah, definitely skinny dip.
Have you ever done it sober? Because I skinny dip when I'm pissed.
Oh, never sober. But that's the word, like water and alcohol. But the thing is, I'll skinny dip and then I'll realise that I can't float because I'm so drunk. And then I think, oh my God, I'm panicking. I think I'm going to drown. that's awful. Have you ever had that? Where you suddenly piss and you suddenly think, oh God, I can't. I don't know how to swim.
I was in Hawaii, and I've said this thing before, but I went down there, we skinnied it, took all our clothes off, and then the next day we said to the waitress, oh my God, last night we were naughty, we skinnied it down there. And she went, oh my God, you know how many tiger sharks there are down there? I ate sharks. I mean, after my nan made me watch Jaws when I was 7, it freaks me out.
God.
So her face fell, so I'm lucky to be alive. I could have been dragged under. Could have looked like a horny waiter pulling me under the waves. It was a fucking tiger shark. Okay, so listen, so you're 100 years old. You're sitting on a rocking chair. Where do you want to be in the world? You've got all your faculties, you've got your blanket on your knee. Where do you want to be? What's one of your favourite places ever?
I'll be in Ibiza and I'll say, do you know what? Fuck it, I'm 100 years old. I might just start taking up heroin. I'm going to go out with a bloody bang.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do. I want to still be clubbing at 100 years old.
Oh,
in just Ibiza. Going for it.
Oh, that sounds amazing, love.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Well, listen, we're just about to start our descent, so I've got time for a quick fire quiz, okay? These are quick fire questions, Daisy, love. Mint tea or mojito?
Oh, mojito.
First aid kit or first aid shit? Do you take plasters, Mozzie Guard?
First aid kit.
You don't take anything. Do you even take insurance?
The last minute, yeah.
Full English or full moon party? Which one?
Oh, full moon party. Absolutely.
And tip 'em or fuck 'em? Do you tip or do you go, fuck 'em, I'll never see 'em again?
I do tip. Over tip, because I think, yeah, you'll treat me better when I come in here next time. But there's a reason behind it.
Did you tip your Greek waiter, Marcos? Did you tip him?
Yes! Oh, God! And then we asked for room service, and he brought something to our room, and I was so, unbelievably embarrassed.
Did he think he was going to get lucky?
I don't know.
Was it like when that goat got lowered in that crate in Jurassic Park? Oh, man, must have been terrified. Daisy, thank you so,
thank you so much, my love. Thank you so much, my darling.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Oh, that was so much fun. Thank you guys for listening. Next week on Life's a Beach, we've got the very funny Josh Widdicombe. You do not want to miss that. It's an absolute hoot. Thanks for listening, guys. And don't you ever forget,